If you're ready for a new dog in your house and you're thinking about a Dalmatian, here's advice about what's required.
A large fenced yard, a family who likes to do a lot of outdoor activities, maybe who likes to bike or jog, no children probably under 5.
Kathy McCoubre is a Dalmatian owner and a member of the Virginia Dalmatian Assistance League, a group that helps find new homes for the dogs. A new Walt Disney movie, a live-action remake of 101 Dalmatians, is opening soon. And Dalmatian lovers around the country are worried about an after-movie rush to buy Dalmatian puppies. And it's possible the puppies will indeed be ready just in time for the movie.
I guess it was about a month and a half ago, I was on my way to the grocery store, and I have on the back of my van, I have a picture of a Dalmatian. And a man followed me all the way down the road into the parking lot and asked me if I had a male at stud so that he could breed his female, who was now in season. Fortunately, I carry a box of literature around with me. I gave him a lot of handouts. He went home and read them and discussed them with his veterinarian, who advised him also not to breed. And he called me yesterday, and his female has been spayed now. But he thought he was going to have a litter of puppies and make some money because of the movie.
He was thinking about the motion picture coming out.
Yes, he thought he could have puppies ready just around Christmas time, and this would be great.
A Dalmatian puppy, let's say, the movie aside, Dalmatian puppy is how cute when you get close to one?
They're irresistible, but then, you know, almost all puppies are irresistible. The biggest thing to keep in mind is that this adorable little puppy is going to grow up to be anywhere from a 50 to a 70-pound adult, maybe 23 inches tall, with a very, very high activity level. They were bred to be carriage dogs, so they can go all day, 25 to 50 miles, with a carriage and a horse. So when they're kept in a townhouse or an apartment, you can imagine how destructive that energy can become.
They are black and white. Do they shed? Can you see?
And brown and white.
And brown and white. Do you see the white hair? Do they shed?
Oh, yes, they shed enormously. If you're prone to wearing navy blue and black and you don't like that adorned with little pieces of white dog hair, it may not be the breed for you either.
Right. Will they stay with you on a walk outside without a leash?
Assuming that you provide them with some training, they are a breed that does require some education. They are usually very eager to please their owners, but they're also very eager to take advantage. So unless you are an owner who is willing to provide the education and be consistent with your training, they have a tendency to not respect you a lot.
So your advice to parents taking youngsters to see this picture is no, right?
That's right. Don't just rush off and buy one just because you saw the movie. Read books about it. One of the things that they really need to be aware of is that there is congenital deafness in the breed, and puppies really should be hearing tested. And this cannot be done by your local veterinarian. It requires a veterinarian with specialized equipment. Usually it's a veterinary teaching hospital or a neurology specialist. Without that hearing testing, you could be buying a deaf puppy, and they're very difficult to raise.
Hmm. Why is it that you have a Dalmatian in your house? What do you like about the breed?
Well, I like the activity level. I have 8.
Oh, you have 8?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I have everything from a 2-year-old to a 13-year-old. I have a horse, I bike, I walk a lot, and so I can provide them with the exercise. I like the fact that they have an easy-to-maintain coat. It does require a lot of brushing, and I'm not so fastidious a housekeeper that I mind a little bit of dog hair here and there. I like their appearance. I like working with them. I don't mind the little bit of a stubborn streak, the little bit of an independent thinker and class clown in them. It's fun to work with that and see the results, but it's not something that the novice owner probably finds easy to live with.
Talking with us from member station WMRA in Harrisonburg, Virginia, Kathy McCoubre of the Virginia Dalmatian Assistance League.
I've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock.
You're no help,
Rog. This vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella DeVille.